Relations between communities of color and law enforcement agencies across the country have been strained by recent violence. Rhode Island State Police are hoping to head off potential conflicts here by creating opportunities for discussion. Black Lives Matter member Justice Alfred is proof there's an appetite for this conversation. He wanted to get this message across, that he feels police are approaching young black people with too much aggression and ratcheting up the tension.
We would like for them to approach our youth in a better manner. There's a better way. We're hoping that they change their attitude. You know, you ain't always got to have your gun on, you know, your hand on your gun. You ain't always got to have your gun out. You know, we want to try to prevent that. You know, if there's no immediate threat, you know, there shouldn't be any reason why an officer needs to draw his gun unless he feels there is an immediate threat.
As the discussion got started, Rhode Island State Police Superintendent Colonel Stephen O'Donnell introduced a diverse panel of community representatives, from the Islamic School of Rhode Island Principal Nasser Hussein to NAACP Representative Pilar McLeod to Center for Southeast Asians Director Chinavi Chai. O'Donnell framed the discussion.
How can you, from each different community, help us to do our job and do it better?
Some concrete suggestions emerged, like promoting the existence of a police and community relations committee, but many audience members, like Black Lives Matter member Osiris Harrell, wanted to share their frustrations with the police.
We live in terror of the police. I've heard it said our young men are afraid of the police and feel like the police are someone to run from. How do you convince a young black man that it's the farthest thing from the truth that he should fear the police when he sees display out every day on television?
State Police Colonel Stephen O'Donnell responded that his organization wants to hear about it if police mistreat people.
You got to make sure if there's a complaint, you want to be heard, and that's what most people want to be heard. Let them talk to our departments, and we're not afraid of it. If someone's doing something they shouldn't be, there's everyone we know wants to hold them accountable, because we don't want that to happen.
Police chiefs from several other towns also attended the event. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.